Are you guys as emotionally exhausted as we are? Oh my God, so much happened! Just stay tuned, we're going to talk about it all.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Let's all take a deep breath. In and out. I swear to God, there is not another show that makes me so exhausted after all the drama.
I need a drink.
I'm like, I am emotionally spent.
How are you guys?
Great.
Good to see y'all.
Good to see you.
I was gone for a couple weeks.
We're all back together again.
Yay.
Back together.
I got
all my sisters and me.
Shannon, tell everyone where they can find you on social media.
Yes, please find me at Shannon Bobo everywhere, and I do follow back.
And you can find me at Kelly with an IE 079, and it's the letter O, not a zero.
Just so you know. You guys can find me at Haley Clover on Twitter, Snapchat, all of the above. We've got the music extra.
Yes.
Today.
Go ahead, Steve, kicking it for us.
So overall thoughts of the episode today. I always like to start there just to see if we all have the same opinion.
Okay. Overall, all right, good season. I can't wait to see what happens next. I mean, I am anticipating.
Okay.
And still want to punch Joe, which is kind of productive because, like, that's why she's in the mess that she's in. But I'm like, I kind of get it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
Wow.
I would just choke her like Chris Rock said. I wouldn't hit her, though. I'm just, probably going to get people mad at me for saying that. But I don't care. It's my opinion. Okay.
Kelly. I liked it. It was a little frustrating for me, though. Just, like, so many parts of... I felt there was a lot of selfishness going around and going on and not enough communication. Mm-hmm. So it was a little frustrating all the way around.
I definitely agree with that. I do think it was one of my favorite episodes to date, though. Just because usually the ones that... I'm watching and I'm, like, we both had our hands on our face and I was, like... You know, I was tearing up at some points and then just, you know...
Still not crying for me.
I still felt exhausted. So I was like, okay, they did a lot for me this episode. Whether it was happy or sad or what, it did a lot
and
for
I
me.
And I have to agree with the selfishness because I think that's the reason why I was mad at Joe because I was like, in the midst of this building collapsing, Joe was on DeLuca. You know they're going to make me testify. I'm like, really, Joe? Is the Joe show again? Thanks, Joe.
Well, should we just jump in with Joe since she's been such a big topic of discussion? She finally... Secret's out.
That's good.
The secret's out.
The worst kept secret is out.
Remember we were saying that earlier?
Yeah.
She owned up to it, and I appreciate that.
What did you think about Alex's reaction?
He kind of looked like he was so calm, but it like I didn't know because again it's like Dr. Heckle, Mr. Hyde, is that right?
Jude.
Yeah. I was like, is he gonna
about this?
Yeah.
Jekyll
and Mr. Hyde.
Whatever it is.
So he's about to slip off. What is he gonna do? But he was very. I mean, like, his eyes, I was like, what's he gonna do? And then he was just so calm. I was like, okay, Buddha, Karev, now. Buddha. Yeah.
But you also have to remember, and that's the thing when you have an older person that's dating a younger person and you have really serious issues, he's at a very different place in his life.
Right.
So he can process it a lot differently. But when he was her age, he probably would have been even worse, and he wouldn't have... taken it so well and been so calm. And I think that's what a lot of her issue is, mm-hmm. is that she's just young and doesn't really take responsibility for
How
anything.
How young is she?
And nobody makes her. I mean, she's like she's in her early
20s.
But still.
Early 20s? I didn't know that. I thought she was like at least like mid to late 20s. Is she really
she's
early
like,
20s?
Well, it's like 20s. But
she should
still...
know better. Women mature faster than men.
I mean, I don't know.
She's no better to be married twice.
I think
she ain't no little spring chicken.
No, but also it's like the way she handles things is she's never had real guidance to take responsibility for anything. I don't think it's an excuse. I think it just is.
Well, with this kind of profession, you can tell that their personal lives always get put into the background. So, like, as much as she maybe is late 20s even, let's say, she could be more mature when it comes to her professional life. Right. Oh, okay. But the personal life side of things, it's like she hasn't dealt with any of that shit in a while.
And we scream at Arrested Development right now? A little bit of Arrested Development emotionally for Miss Jo? That's the excuse we're using for her this week?
Girl, you don't have to use any excuses, okay? That's just what I'm saying.
I don't think it's an excuse. I think it's just the reality of her life. I mean, if she was in that bad relationship, that's all she's thinking about is that she's away from it and she doesn't want to go back to it. So she's going to do everything she can to stay away from it. And once you get in a lie so deep, it's hard to kind of dig your way out of that hole.
Right. I do have empathy for her concerning that, but it's just in the midst of a huge building collapsing and they're trying to save lives. And then all of a sudden she's like, DeLuca, but I'm like, girl, put your stuff on a back burner for just a second.
I agree with that because I wrote Joe's worrying about her life during a major trauma.
And I wrote Joe, selfish bitch. Sorry, Joe. She comes on. I love you still.
But totally forgetting about that he was beat on almost beat to death. Like all of that goes out the window when she should be relating to it if the same thing happened to her.
True.
But there is but she's showing no compassion, like just completely oblivious. And even makes the comment.
That was more of like that was a fight. It had nothing to do with any kind of relationship. Whereas I'm sure she's thinking like that was my husband and he beats the shit out of me.
Right.
You know, maybe she doesn't even relate the two, even though she should.
Right. Well, and even the comment that she makes is one day everything's fine and then the next it collapses all around you. And it's like, get over yourself. You are not the only one, especially to whom she's speaking. Like, that's just so ridiculous.
And again, she brought all of this upon herself.
Right. Absolutely.
And that is why it collapsed.
Communication is key,
people. I wasn't surprised with his reaction, though, and I think, actually, after thinking about it, I liked his reaction because, to me, it was realistic. If you've ever been in a bad fight with a boyfriend or someone that you really love and then you take a lot of time off, there's usually or sometimes that one thing that happens where you're just like, you know, everything all of a sudden is kind of just okay.
Because you just kind of find your silver lining, the piece.
Something in it, and you just realize how much you did love each other, and you still really do, but it's just going to be okay now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because it just kind of got over
the hump. It was a sense of calm. It's almost like he accepted it. Like, I feel like it was like he was grieving the ending of a relationship, grieving the fact that the woman didn't want to marry him, grieving the fact that he made a big, huge mistake. So Karev, and then grieving that he had to be demoted and worked at the clinic. So Karev is going through a lot of stuff, and I feel like tonight was about him just accepting what is. He's like, I take full responsibility for what place I take in this whole situation. And I love that. And it gave him like clarity and closure. And I love the way she took responsibility. She's like, hey, if I leave, it's not because of you. And I just wanted to make sure you know that it's not because of you. It's because I'm scared that I'm going to get my butt killed.
Right.
So, and I appreciate her like stepping up to that and and making friends with that.
I also love that he told her to stay.
Yeah. I love that. I thought that was so sweet.
And we had, you know, some comments and things I was reading. Do you think that that was a manipulative thing on her part? So just knowing that he would rescue her in a sense,
or she do you is a think little damsel in distress. Sincere?
No, I think it was sincere.
Yeah.
That was my gut feeling. Like,
yeah, my instincts were saying. Yeah. My instincts were pretty much on in agreement there. Yeah. Like, I believe that she really is sorry for everything that happens, but she's scared shitless.
I know
she's
it's scared crazy of this that man. She it's doesn't like, feel more safe where she is now than running to a new place again. Don't you think?
Exactly.
You feel
you work
having,
in a hospital, having so if you want to beat you.
Well, that and having a guy like Alex around.
He's like,
or people that you know will go beat that, you know, the shit out of that guy for whatever.
And what about protective orders and all these other things that she's not factoring in? Is she really that afraid that he's going to find her?
Now she's like, now that she's been away for so long and he really doesn't know where she is, there's got to be some kind of measures you can take now to, like, kind of protect yourself. I obviously don't know, you know, what those are. Yeah. I haven't had that situation.
So thankful, but I don't know.
I mean, I understand that, you know, once you're away, then you're not even thinking about, all you're thinking about is staying away and staying hidden.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I can understand why she would want to just run to the next place versus trying to stick it out and fight. Because, I mean, I'm sure she probably tried to do at least something before she ran away.
Do you think she even knows where he is? Like, do you think, like, who knows if he's
maybe
even
she's, like,
still
secretly
alive
following him on Facebook.
You know?
Yeah.
Or if, like, if he's in the same, at. Or if he's in the same place that she left, maybe.
And what about? Well,
do we think
know
that ever
family,
becomes an issue in
home.
The show? Do you think Shonda ever brings that thing?
I think it would be interesting too to kind of bring it full circle to know. Like, does she keep tabs on him to make sure that he doesn't know where she is? How does she know that he doesn't know where she is?
Right. Because I would be more scared to just change my name and like live life normally than I would be to, you know, I guess keep tabs on him. Like, if I was like, oh, out of sight, out of mind, it won't be a big deal. Mm-hmm. I think I'd be really anxious.
Yes, oh, for definitely. Sure. I would definitely want to keep tabs and kind of know what was happening.
Absolutely.
Right, just to try to get prepared.
At least, like, keep one eye open when I'm sleeping.
Yeah. But, I mean, you
but
also
she worked in the hospital, so if he
yeah.
were to...
Well, and she, you know, she did well for herself. She, you know, is trying her best to kind of move on, but she does have a lot of those selfish tendencies and doesn't...
Very.
Doesn't realize what she does and how... It impacts other people, or mm-hmm. she does and just doesn't care.
And how did she get her medical license with a fake name?
Right.
Right, that's what I was thinking, too.
Okay, yeah. And then what? So she faked her ID shady. And all this shit, and now, like, she's gonna go to jail.
I'm
I mean,
not
come
really
on.
Joe. I took some
can't
dead woman's...
that obvious
but I want to hear that backstory, too. Like, she took some woman's identity who, like, I don't know. I just want to hear that backstory, too. How did you get Joe?
She just made it up.
Her real name is Joanne, so she thought she could just change it to Joe, and all would be good.
Simple Joe.
Oh, man. I don't know. Okay, so let's talk about this giant building collapse.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
What is it about the doctors always being in the car at the right time to see a freaking trauma? Like, they're always right there. I'm like, really? Again, dun, they just dun, happen dun. To be driving by this
we were talking
collapse.
About that. It's like a lot of repeat stories.
Seattle's
it's like, we've
not
seen
that big
this.
Of a city.
Yeah.
Right. Seriously. But, excellent. Yeah, that was so the entire building collapses. Mm-hmm. It was, you knew right away that this was going to be one of those Grey's episodes where the entire episode was about this trauma.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And all of the loved ones that were going to be at the hospital and just, you know, all of the craziness that ensues after that. So
it's very traumatic.
We immediately see this bigger gentleman who's laying on a
gurney
mm-hmm. and asking for a priest. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know, at first I didn't think right away, like, oh, he's the landlord, whatever. I was just like, oh, he just, honestly,
he's
going
to
die.
Right.
He's
going
crazy.
Yeah.
He's a priest. He needs to pray, whatever.
Turns out it's guilty yeah. much. Guilty,
oh,
man.
Oh, God, right when he's saying, I murdered those people, like, it's my fault, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, no. Like, my first reaction was... maybe he was the one that built the building and knew that there was some kind of structural issues. Mm-hmm. And then we find out that there was earthquake damage and he just never fixed it.
Yeah, just collecting that rent.
Well,
like,
he couldn't afford to. And that's one of the things he says. It is he tried. A lot of the tenants could barely pay rent. He didn't have the money, didn't want to raise their rent. He knew all of them.
It's just too nice.
So
though.
He was so it was, you know, he didn't
when it comes
be
to
responsible,
money.
Responsible. Right. Because their safety is obviously more important than, mm-hmm.
well,
than
yeah.
anything. So.
And the biggest storyline with all of the patients from that crash was little Winnie and her parents.
It's just
poor
too
thing.
Bad.
You know, they drive her in. And we see that she's really hurt. Obviously, she's like she's bleeding out when she gets there, and they're draining blood so much. And it's the one moment with Dr. Weber today that we see he, you know, has that. That was the part that really
Stephanie,
got me.
Yeah, Stephanie was trying to...
They get all slow motion. Yeah. It's just like...
I mean, he was trying
so
everything.
But in a way, everything. Like, I was wondering if it was going to come up because Stephanie wanted to do that little technique. And then he was just like, no. And it was like the Minnick, Weber little...
Right. And I thought he was having a little bit of a big head yeah. because of that whole situation. But then I thought about it is he is a great surgeon. There's probably no way that she would have been able to do anything. I mean, she was bleeding so much, the little girl. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know whether it would have made a difference, but it's just awful because her parents overheard the doctors talking about how the landlord knew.
Right. And they didn't know. And it's like, because the hospital is full. It's like, you know, try to keep the conversation
well,
down.
Well, I actually liked that part of the storyline because I always wonder, all the stuff that they talk about in the elevator, all these places, and it never really kind of like comes out. And I liked that actually there was a consequence to it today.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, watch your mouth, doctors.
Yeah, I actually like that.
It's like, yeah, because it's...
Because, I mean, they're talking about all of these things because they're so desensitized and trying to separate that they're not thinking
right.
how you know, this is just kind of something that they don't even realize, right? I think, because they just go with the, you know, so into those emotions.
Yeah, and their loved ones are all over the place. I know.
I love the way they handled that too. Is because I didn't realize that. I'm pretty sure it has been in past episodes too that I just missed. But I love that they went around and took pictures of everyone. I was like, oh, that's what happens in a trauma, because like you got to be able to identify those people right away.
Yeah, they've definitely done that before. Mm-hmm. And some.
But
of the
I like
other
the way they explained it and like how they went. They went and took pictures and like had everything down. That's how we have the other storyline with the women. We never resolved that. Like the two women, the one man, freaking Charlie.
Oh yeah,
the girlfriend and a wife. Well, yeah. So I feel like it needs to be be continued. Like, what is going on with this? Like,
well,
is
I
a
think
wife?
They lead us to believe that because the doctors didn't get in the middle of it, that the two women were going to go visit him at the same time.
And
they
figure it
out.
They
were just going to stay out of it and let the women, you know,
the poor not our wife business.
Too, because she seems so nice. Mm-hmm. Well, and who knows? The girlfriend probably didn't even know that he had a wife.
Possibly.
Right. Yeah.
Usually, you know. Christmas, and you're spending it the day after Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, he's married, girl. Come on now. We usually know woman's intuition.
Yeah.
Well, so most of the time we deny it. So those beds were filled up and everything. And I have to say, I have to add in on this really quick. Our shows are always brought to you completely free, but one way that we pay for our shows is by having amazing sponsor. And today is Helix. You're unique. You don't walk like everyone else, talk like everyone else, or sleep like everyone else. So why is your mattress one size fits all? Mm. You deserve something that's custom made for you, because a truly customized mattress will cost you $5,000 to $10,000. Until now, go to helixsleep.com. That's H-E-L-I-X sleep.com. Answer a few simple questions and they'll run a 3D biomechanical model of your body through the proprietary
algorithms.
machines. That's why I'm not on Grays. They develop with the help of the world's leading ergonomics and biomechanics experts. I'm going to get these words down, I promise you. The result, the most comfortable mattress you've ever slept on. Doesn't that sound good? That's like the bed to just hug you. Helix customers report a 30% improvement in overall sleep qualities. And for couples, they customize the mattress to fit each size. So that's good for anybody that's in a relationship. I'm not sure if it will work for the husband with the two wives, though. The wife and a girlfriend.
No,
I wonder how that's going to work. That's probably not big
enough.
Your mattress arrives at your door within a week, and shipping is completely free. That's why everyone from GQ Magazine to Forbes are all talking about Helix Sleep. You guys, that's so important. You have 100 nights to try it out, and if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and give you a full refund. And no questions asked. Go to helix.com/podcast and get a $50 off your order. That's helixsleep.com/podcast. helixsleep.com/podcast. You guys got to test that out.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, girl.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That sounds good. I need a new mattress.
Me too.
Mattress sucks.
Custom made?
Yeah, I know. That does sound good.
Yeah.
Where were we? We were talking about Charlie, his two-time and his wife.
Yeah.
Two-time Charlie.
Yeah, oh, and Winnie and her parents, they have an uprising with all the patients, and they let everyone know kind of what happened with the landlord and how he knows. Everybody gets upset. He's not going to get away with it. And then after they found out that they lost their daughter, it just got even worse.
Yes. Oh, they were like...
Well, and back
mother
to those pictures
lemonade.
We were talking about.
Yeah.
The mom steals the picture of the landlord and tells Dr. Ben that... she's looking for her husband, and he doesn't know. He's like,
what
her
mother does.
Okay, you know. And of course, him being the fake priest for the day, he felt so bad with this. You know, this guy just needed someone to talk to,
right?
And so he's like, "Yeah, come on, come right in."
Mm-hmm.
Find out she tries to, you know, unhook all of his vents and ventilators and kill him. Yeah, and she gets arrested, and we see her taken off into a cop car.
I feel her pain because I get crazy over my little Yorkie. Imagine a kid. Oh my God, it's on.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand her irrational behavior after finding out your daughter died and knowing that it could have been prevented. I mean, that would kill you.
Especially because they didn't live in the... They were across the street. They weren't even at the building. they were across the street.
Oh,
so it was just kind of like the aftermath of it all, which made that's why they drove in.
Oh,
because they weren't at the building.
Okay, got it. And they weren't tenants at the building. So
I think they might have been.
Yeah, the dad kind of made it.
They actually might have been tenants, but they just actually weren't at the building at the time. God, they were like across the street getting
coffee. But I thought the little girl was there. The little girl was at the anyway.
Well, either way.
She's hurt. Well, now gone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awful.
It was just heavy. It was a heavy episode.
Yeah, that's
very
right.
Very heavy.
I do feel totally
Yeah, it's kind of like, I was emotionally exhausted after this.
Well, there's one part that is kind of, there was one funny part, at least to me, in the entire episode. It was Dr. Robbins today.
Oh, yes.
And Dr. Minnick, she's, you know, trying to put the game on. Like she said, she's got a game with Dr. Robbins. And Dr. Robbins is trying to help this young boy who's, you know, hyperventilating and can't get his breathing stable. And she acts like she doesn't even remember the conversation that her and Dr. Menick had in the...
She's playing her own game.
Oh, yeah, in the elevator. And then says to the little boy when she leaves, "You see me winning?"
That was so funny.
Yeah.
Winning.
So they're getting a drink, but she told her that she doesn't like that she walks around the hospital like she owns the place.
Yeah, she does kind of act like...
What are your thoughts on her as a character?
I do not like her.
Oh.
No. I don't like either. I don't like the energy that she brings. I get the technique, and I think it's interesting, and I think it could be useful to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. But also, like, when you rip the Band-Aid, sometimes it doesn't always work.
Right.
Especially, mm-hmm. you know, you don't know where everyone's level is. She doesn't know these residents. She doesn't know the interns. You know what I mean? She doesn't know where they are, and I get, like, aggressive and just jumping in, but I just feel like there needs to be some sort of balance between what she does and what Weber does to make it a better program.
Well, it'd be really nice if they just co-did it. I don't know the yin and the yang, because she's definitely more yang than he is.
Yeah. She said, it's not, you know, if you don't want to give me the job, that's fine. If you do, I'm doing it alone.
And I love how everyone band together and say, we need to figure this out, because we love him. We came up through him. We're great surgeons because of this man.
Right. Yeah, I loved seeing that, too, because I'm always a fan of Dr. Weber, and says something about the, you know, the interns and the young residents. Like, it's a little bit of a, you know, entitlement
cocky, millennial,
type of thing.
Right.
They feel like they're entitled to do so much more than they are. Like, you guys do not have the experience to throw your hands in an open body and not know what the hell you're doing.
Right. No, exactly. But that's I think that's also Dr. Minnick's attitude is the same.
Right.
That very high sense of entitlement and, like, all of these things, which, you know, she may be a good surgeon. We don't even know. We haven't even seen her do
anything.
I'm
sure she is.
And it's she probably is.
She's great, but the cockiness.
And like I said, like, kind of, like, getting in there and seeing where these doctors are, interesting, okay, but still, like, I don't know if that's necessarily going to be the best way to get them to actually think about these patients as people and want to do the best for them versus I want to be in a cool surgery.
Right. And with Dr. Weber, a lot of it really is screw up and learn from your mistakes.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen so many, you know, even episodes now that come back as they talk about the, you know, traumas that haunt them still.
Mm-hmm.
But the learning experiences from those cases are, you know, they will never make that mistake again, even with Dr. Shepherd.
Well, even when he talked to Bailey, when he finally...
Yeah, see, that's where the tears come for me.
when he finally talked to Bailey and was like, basically, you should know better. That's just very disrespectful at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that was
handled. It is personal.
And again,
like
that was, like,
that.
Selfish and another thing and very disrespectful to him. Mm-hmm. And everything that he did for her to fight for her to have that job, he always had her back.
Oh, yeah.
He gave her so much attention teaching her, and that's what she does.
Well, and I'm gonna he taught her again.
Right then, exactly.
I mean, it was such a Dr. Weber teaching moment.
Which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to play a little devil's advocate here, and it may be time to have some fresh meat in there. And you know, so that's why I was like, if there's any way to create some sort of balance where he's just not the, like what he said he's like an instrument or, what do you say, an ornament.
He said, an ornament.
Mm-hmm. I totally get that, but it's like, maybe it will to shake things up. And, I mean, it definitely shook some things up, but I love the way everyone's standing up for him and be like, no, we love you. We've learned so much from you. Right. I completely get that. But at the same time, it's so good to, like, shake things up a little bit.
No, things weren't working
at the time.
No new friends. I don't want to see anyone new. Screw it.
I also like that Maggie led the charge for that.
Yeah, she did.
Which I thought was
because
great.
Because she's the newest.
She said, that's my daddy.
Almost out of that entire group. She was probably the newest attending that came on. So she didn't even come up through Dr.
She went and got an Avery and was like, we got to stop
this. She's no dummy.
I think Jackson is so fine. Every time I say, I'm like, yes, go help him. Every time he gets any screen time, I'm like, oh, I love you.
Fun little tidbit. Yes. I have a good friend that just booked Grey's Anatomy and just shot the other week. And episode so I said, if he wants to come on, he can. But
awesome.
He said Jesse Williams, who plays Dr. Jackson. Avery, yeah, Jackson, is like the nicest guy ever.
Oh, that's so awesome.
And they spent time together in his trailer, and he was just showing him like things and like, you know, like normal person stuff.
That's so
and I
dope.
Was like, yes, he's hot and he's nice.
He's
I
hot
love.
And nice. Yeah. Oh, that's the best. To be hot so, and nice.
One of my friends is actually in a scene with them today.
Oh,
that
really?
They were filming. They were filming out at a private airport.
Get your friend on here, too.
I know. God, so another plane crash? Just
I
kidding.
I don't know what it is, but if any of you guys, I'm sure that you all do, like, follow Ellen Pompeo.
Yeah.
She did a video where she was, like, panning, and you can see him walking, like, out of the plane.
Awesome.
He works at the airport, so they he really works at that airport,
that
so they
so
cast
dope.
Them.
Oh, smart. How
so
cool.
they cast them to do that. So I was telling him, I'm going to go crash the shoot. He's like, come, come. I like, oh, I didn't get a chance to go down there.
That would have been awesome.
I told him he could come and talk about his experience.
Oh, that would be so great. I would love to
especially
have more people in here.
Especially because he's not, I mean, like, he's not an actor, but they, because he works there. He got to, you know, he got to play
that's
a part.
Really cool.
So he had a script and everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, gosh, everyone we talk to says that they're all nice.
Yes,
so
it's a great.
That's awesome.
I mean, that's why they've been around for 13 years. It's not, I mean, of course, ratings, but then also having like a nice group.
And everyone
nice
that wasn't,
people.
They just killed off.
Yeah, they're like, bye. Oh, you're
any
homophobic. Adios.
Yeah. So there were two doctors getting along today, which they haven't always. Dr.
Yes.
Hunt, Dr. Riggs.
That was cute.
I liked
I
it.
I am liking this relationship.
I liked
yeah.
it. Liking
they're like
going.
A little Oscar odd couple to me, but I love it.
Yeah. They had I another like moment, again, where they're just addressing Dr. Riggs and you know, Hunt's sister, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of elephant in the room.
Yeah, and I think it is almost put to rest. I think we're very close to it being, you know, done, and they're going to get over it. And I think that they're going to end up being really great friends again. They're going to need each other because Dr. Hunt gets, or yeah, Dr. Hunt gets a note from Amelia at the end
of
the night.
Gosh, why is she so dramatic all the time?
Yeah, and I got to be honest, I was a little confused because I was kind of in and out after all this stuff happened as to what the note actually said.
Mm-hmm. We didn't.
Did she leave?
I don't know.
What happened? We don't know.
I mean, it kind of looks like maybe she did.
Mm-hmm.
Or she wants to take it, but she's always, and it's funny because my sister is a big fan of the show as well, and she cannot stand Amelia's character.
Me
and
either.
I'm starting to like really understand why. And I thought it was finally at a good point. She was going to cut her whiny crap out. Every single situation with her has to be so over dramatic.
And I was going to say,
everything.
If she did leave, I hate it.
Like, no,
I
absolutely.
Do not.
Please don't
that do is that. So stupid. I hate it.
Yeah.
I mean,
one of our followers, May, she said that maybe Amelia somehow ended up in that building too. I was like,
oh God, that'd be
May. At Maisie131.
And she just preemptively wrote
yeah,
the note.
Yeah, like, I hope not. Yeah. Like, oh, by the way, I'm leaving you, but I'm going to, that was
good
cute.
Good jump in this.
But I like that they did actually talk about the same, how Hunt is going through the same story. I did like that, so thank you. They addressed it, and then Riggs saying, no, it's different, because now you know better.
Right.
Yes, I love that. That was very sweet.
Yep.
That was good.
I really
feel so bad
Meredith
for him.
And Riggs,
I know.
Oh, you feel bad for Hunt?
Hunt. I do.
Get him a kid already.
The guy is with the worst. I mean, Christina Yang was my favorite. Don't get me wrong.
She was a bad wife.
Christina Yang fan. But, yeah, that relationship was so volatile. And just, you know. But
who
I just want him to have a kid.
I know. Give him a kid already.
Give him a good girlfriend first.
And I hope they don't end up him and Mare. They said that in one of the past episodes.
No,
I'm like, that would suck,
no,
too.
No. I want Riggs and Meredith. And I like the way Alex, the way Meredith told Alex, like, no, this is it. This is like, it's just me and you now.
Well, yeah, so we have to talk about
it. Yes,
yes. Let's go through all this.
So, yeah.
Alex wants to take the plea deal. It's 2 years in prison.
2 years in prison.
So Joe doesn't have to testify,
so
which is such
and
a
And there's
pop-out.
No wiggle room. It's 100% just 2 years.
100% agree with Meredith that it is ridiculous.
I know, but that's just like his, he's still totally in love with her. That he's just
he's
willing
a knight
to do
shining
whatever.
Armor. He's
but
a
he's
knight
not,
in shining
but,
armor.
But what she said is true. Like, this is not noble what you're doing. Mm-hmm. This is not.
Right. Or he's Captain Save-A-Ho.
Right, like, and it's still not going to solve her problem.
No, it absolutely isn't.
Correct.
She has to be the one to solve that problem. Nothing, ruining his life is not, taking responsibility for what he did, of course.
Right.
But
And he still may get some time that way, but maybe not 2 years.
Right.
His hands in 2 years can save so many lives. That is so necessary, especially those kids that need him.
So you think that he should go to a job?
No. Oh. No, in 2 years, imagine all the lives that he could possibly save. You know, like, she needs to just eat it up and get some help. And it's scary. I mean, again, I can't really relate because I've never, thank God, and thank goodness, it sounds like from we've never been in that situation. But so many people, and I'm sure some of our viewers either have been in a situation like that or they know someone who has. And I, my God, there's domestic abuse. There's people that out there to help. And I would say go out and reach for someone's help and not ruin the possibility of many lives. It's not just Alex's life, but it's like many lives that he could possibly save.
Well, and also, too, when Delica goes back and talks to Joe, and she's seems to, after talking with Alex, like she seems to feel better. She's not as afraid anymore. She's just going to take whatever happens.
And he's still
and she's in a better place. And that is another thing about being a knee-jerk reactor person, where you don't get the full story. You get a piece, and then you make this like crazy decision to go and do something. Right. And I hope that he really sits
So what do you think he does?
Drop the charges.
No, so you think he doesn't take the plea after being there? He just says, I'm sorry, not. I have to leave.
I want him to leave. I'm hoping that he leaves.
Me too. I can't imagine that they let him just take the plea and just take him away for 2 years. Yeah, I mean, that just seems too simple. I haven't read anything to like where he wants to be off the show or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it happens. I don't think he takes the plea. And I think after all of this, we've got to come back from this winter break that we have now with a big trial to look forward to.
We've got to figure out where Amelia went, and we've got to figure out
so much. It's like, thanks, Amelia.
Oh my gosh.
But we've already established that she's pregnant in real life. So
I think she just needed some time.
Yeah.
Right.
She's like, I just need some.
That's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah. Joe's pregnant in real life, too.
Oh, she is.
Yes. So maybe she's going to. So maybe she has to go somewhere, too.
After she testifies, because we're going to court.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any good predictions? Should we get into some predictions?
Let's do it.
Ooh.
Even though that is kind of a big prediction right now.
That was some predictions.
Shannon, what you got, girl?
I'm still marinating. I'm going to pass for the moment.
Kelly.
Dang it. Okay. I think when we come back, there's absolutely going to be drama. But I think, you know, I want to see some good stuff happen. So I'm just going to say what I want to happen. Like, I want to see Meredith finally get some action. I think she needs to get a little stress relief.
Her and Reese need to pick it up where they left off.
I think we need a little stress relief from her. She's got too much going on trying to mom.
We do too. I need to see some sex. That's a good prediction. I think that's totally right too, because it's been too long.
Yeah, it's been too long.
For sure. Yeah. I do think that the group is going to somehow get Dr. Weber his job back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think Minnick's staying around too long. She will be around now for a little bit because of the love, you know, little love story with her and Dr. Robbins, but I don't see her playing that role that she's supposed to be playing.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Yeah, I guess I'm ready for mine. I say Joe leaves. Joe's gone. Alex does not take the plea. He does get into, you know, I think he's going to get, what do you call it when you're
community
not in jail?
Service.
Yeah, community service or something like that.
Or house arrest.
Or something.
Yeah.
That he could write a book or something. I don't know. Cool. And then I do want Riggs and Meredith to get it. And and I don't know. More Jackson time will be good for me so I can see more Jesse Williams.
Always.
And that's pretty much all I have right now at the top of my head as far as what I would like to see happen. I like the idea of what I would like to see happen.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And Stephanie, a new boyfriend. I want Stephanie to have a boyfriend.
Okay.
Wilmer was her boyfriend last year.
Her and Jackson.
Oh, yeah. So she's
that's right.
Yeah.
She or Wilmer,
Forgot about him.
Yeah, we forgot. Yeah.
That was like two episodes done.
It's like, okay, bye. You're too short anyway. Sorry, Wilmer.
Oh, come on. Same height laying down.
Yeah.
Now we've got like a whole month break.
So we are not back until January 19th.
Yes.
So mark that on your calendar. It's holiday break time. Everybody enjoy Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, every holiday that you celebrate.
Kwanzaa. Let this year, I'm ready for 2016 to be done anyway. Send so let's good, bring us some 2017.
Yeah. Yes. Set some good New Year's resolutions, and we will see you back here on the 19th. Shannon, where can they find you on social media?
I'm everywhere at Shannon Bobo.
And I am everywhere at Kelly with an IE 079.
And you guys can find me everywhere at Haley Clover. Thank you for commenting on YouTube. Continue to do that. We love reading and commenting with you. And we will see you January
19th,
2017. Yes. 2017, baby. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.